Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the previous class, what we discussed? That was the last. Conclusion also.
Result of studying Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, result of studying Bhagavad Gita. Then summary, then 9 stages of Bhagavad Gita study. So today we'll start with the commentaries of Bhagavad Gita. Then why Bhagavad Gita as it is. So Prabhupada himself has told that. And then after that, preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. And finally, glorification of Bhagavad Gita. Glories of Bhagavad Gita. By Krishna and different devotees. So first, commentaries of Bhagavad Gita. So as we have already discussed, and we know that Bhagavad Gita is very widely read. So because it is very famous, since Krishna has spoken, and it is a great book in philosophy and religion. So many people have written commentaries. So especially in India, all the Vaishnava Acharyas have based their teaching on Bhagavad Gita, and they have written many commentaries. So like that, in Bhagavad Gita 4.3, Prabhupada says, no, devotees and demons, so they have their commentaries. So we'll see different devotees who have written first commentaries. You all can tell one by one who you all know. Which one? He wrote Bhagavad Gita Bhashya. Sri Bhashya, that is Vedanta Sutra. He wrote Bhagavad Gita Bhashya. Okay, Ramanujacharya. You all can write down also. Then? Bhagavad Gita Bhashya. Then Madhvacharya. Who will tell? Vishnu Sam, no. Which commentary Madhvacharya wrote?
Gita.
Two are there. One is Gita Bhashya. So he wrote for Mahabharata separately and for Bhagavad Gita separately. So naturally, under, in that Mahabharata section, we will get Bhagavad Gita also. So he'll write. So like that, two commentaries are there. So Gita Bhashya, that is separately he wrote on Bhagavad Gita. And then on Mahabharata, he wrote Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnaya. So then we get two commentaries given by Madhvacharya. Then in Madhva line, so Jayatirtha, so he has written. So someone knows? Nirnaya. Jayatirtha has written Prameya Deepika. Hare Krishna. Prameya Deepika. And Sri Raghavendra Swami, this is also in Madhva line. Bhava Deepa Vyakhya. Bhava Deepa Vyakhya. Deepa. Yeah, Sri Raghavendra Swami. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this Priyagantu has told many times. Sararta Varshani. Varsha means rain, no? So in English, the translation is shower of essential meanings. Artha means meaning. Sara means essence. Sararta Varshani. And then Balade Vidya Bhushan. So this. That is on Vedanta Sutra. This is Gita Bhushan. Gita Bhushan. So something like ornaments of Bhagavad Gita, it can be translated like. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote two. So which one? No, no, those are songs he wrote. So telling the six limbs of surrender, explaining them. So this is Vidvat Ranjana and Rasika Ranjana. Vidvat. Vidvat means philosophical. And Rasika means it is sweet. Rasika Ranjana. Ranjana means taking pleasure, like Gopi Jana Vallabha. Ranjana means, no? I think like that only. Okay, these are the commentaries by devotees. Prameya Deepika. So like this, these are commentaries by devotees, and demons have written, like many, whoever is a non-devotee, he is demon. So unless and until he goes through parampara system and listens from a guru, so he will simply speculate and do waste of time. So they are there, like many politicians. Radha Krishnan wrote, and then in West many of them have written. So Vivekananda Prigant was told recently that he wrote introduction on Bhagavad Gita. He didn't write on the whole Bhagavad Gita. So like that, many demons also have written. But because devotee accepts Krishna, and he actually knows Krishna. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. So only he can explain Bhagavad Gita. So no one can explain Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada especially was very heavy on these misinterpreters. So who on the name of Bhagavad Gita have written many commentaries to remove the faith, to make people atheists actually. So once Srila Prabhupada, he was before 1960. So he when Brahmachari came, so that time he had joined Gaudiya Math, he was initiated disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And he had got a gift by Radha Krishnan, Dr. Radha Krishnan. So when he had gone to meet him, he got Bhagavad Gita gift from him. And he was very happy, he was reading. But upon reading, he became dissatisfied. Because many of the meanings given were against devotional service. So many things were interpreted. So although he was very famous, Radha Krishnan, at that time he was vice president. But still, because he is mundane person, no, he is not a devotee, so he cannot understand Krishna. So in the name of writing commentary, he had done lot of damage. And that Brahmachari came to Prabhupada and he showed him. Then Prabhupada, this everything he narrated in Renunciation Through Wisdom. So Renunciation Through Wisdom is a book in which the Bengali articles written by Prabhupada. So before he went to West, taken and translated into English. So he is known as Bhakti Charu Maharaj, so he did this. So once what happened, he presented one of the articles, this Prabhupada's writings in Bengali originally. So they had appeared in Gaudiya magazine. So monthly magazine of Gaudiya Math. So some of the articles. And one of the articles, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he published in Bengali. And Prabhupada was very happy. And he told, so keep on publishing these literatures like that. So like that, in booklets he produced many chapters in Bengali. And then later he collected them and then he translated it in English through one of the devotees. So it is very nice book. Even to understand Bhagavad Gita, it is very nice. So many basic concepts are told. Prayaganpur tells that if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, one has to read it. So this also is very nicely explained, that how on the name of writing commentary, so Radha Krishna had removed Krishna or killed Krishna, you can say. So basically they say that Krishna doesn't have form, he is impersonal. So they do many interpretations, but this is the main interpretation which they do on Krishna directly. So he said, in especially 9.34, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, In this verse, he has written in his commentary that you need not surrender to Krishna, but to the unborn, beginningless and eternal who is speaking through Krishna. So it means, so, you know, Krishna's person is Maya, basically. So this is temporary form, so Krishna has assumed, so it is not eternal. So Brahman aspect is eternal and beginningless. So Krishna has beginning, so like that he has speculated. So these all things he spoke, and so Prabhupada, he smashed him very nicely. So that article's name is, in English it is Deluded Thinkers, but originally in Bengali it was Muni Ganera Mati Brahma. So they are basically, you know, mental speculators, Munis means. But by speculation one cannot understand Krishna. So if you see, Jiva Goswami tells that unless and until we accept inconceivable potency of Krishna, so there is no chance of understanding him. So by our own what you call speculation, so this is one point. And unless and until we take from, you know, disciplic line, we can never understand Krishna. So this will be the result. So in fact, misinterpreting is one, but this is out of envy of Krishna. So Mayavadi, especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadi. So they offend Krishna. So by telling that he assumes human form. In fact, Krishna himself told in 7.24, Avyaktam Vyakti Apannam. So they tell me that I am, no? So impersonal has manifested as personal. So Krishna tells these less intelligent people, so without knowing my transcendental nature, that how I am eternal, I have my personal form. So they speculate like this. So even in Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadyasya yatonmayat itaratas charteshu abhigya swarat tene brahma hridayadi kavaye muyanti yat surayah. So muyanti yat suraya means even demigods, so who are not ordinary living entities, who know many things what are happening in the universe, so even they are bewildered. So what to say of these scholars and these, you know, these people who write commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So this is very, you know, Vyasadeva, surely while writing this verse he must have thought about Lord Brahma also, that how Brahma also got bewildered. So in 14th chapter, Krishna, 10th chapter, so upon seeing Krishna playing with cowherd boys as a small child, even Brahma thought that he is like, no, he is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the way he was eating with left hand and he was accepting the remnants of his cowherd friends. So all these things, Krishna, when he appears, he does his pastime. So it appears that he is human, so to the naked eye. So even Brahma got confused, and then he stole his calves and covered boys. And then later he understood, because Krishna expanded himself into calves and covered boys. So like this, even great personalities get bewildered what to say of these people. So like that. So basically they interpret, and thus then what will happen when one gets Krishna to the normal human platform, there is no question of bhakti. So bhakti is based on the understanding of the supremacy, transcendental nature, so eternal existence of form of Krishna. But when you negate Krishna's form, you tell or you tell it is material, or you deride Krishna's original form, then you make it that there is no question of bhakti. So this is what they call the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Bhagavad Gita. So impersonalists, they take people away from Krishna. So in material world, everyone naturally is envious of Krishna. So Vaishnava Acharyas, they preach the glories of Krishna and they make people devotees. But impersonalist commentators, so they do a lot of disservice to the society. So this disservice is more, it is violence actually, because living entity is suffering in cycle of birth, old age, disease and death, and without worshipping Krishna. So impersonalists, by taking general people away from the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. So Krishna tells Mamekam, so he is person, he is speaking in front of Arjuna. So it is not that he has assumed some form. So Krishna, although he tells repeatedly in 4th chapter, very step by step he has told that how I exist in the spiritual world. So there is need. So adharma, because there is adharma, I come, I descend out of my sweet wish. So Krishna is not forced. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is told that Krishna, and with his expansions, they are already existing in the spiritual sky. So maya tite paravyome sabhara avastan, something like that. Vishwa avatare dhare avataranam. So beyond this, so material sky, in the spiritual sky, all the different expansions of Krishna, so Krishna also, they are residing in their own planets. But when they descend, they assume the name avatar. They don't understand. So these interpreters, and they do like this. So Krishna himself tells avajananti ma muda. So these rascals, they don't understand me. Manusham tanumashritaha. When I assume, I come in my original human form, which is like human. So param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. So like that, they don't understand my eternal form. So like this, Mayavadi is there, do like this. So Srila Prabhupada, very nicely he smashed in renunciation through wisdom, you all can see. So another point Prabhupada took there was, he comments on six limbs of surrender also. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. In Rakshisi iti Vishwasa, he translates, so faith that Krishna will protect, something like that. Radha Krishna. But under Anukulasya Sankalpa, he is telling all good. So what he exactly tells, I don't remember. In renunciation through wisdom. So he tells goodwill to all, he tells. Goodwill to all. So how one can surrender to everyone, Prabhupada writes. So he is not telling Anukulasya Sankalpa. All the acharyas in disciplic succession have explained that how it is. No, doing devotional service, whatever is favorable to devotional service, we have to take those things. But he is giving his own meaning. So like that, they don't do bhakti, and they take away people also from bhakti. So like that, they take away people from the main theme of Bhagavad Gita. So they are envious of Krishna. So like that. And maya aparita jnana. So deluded thinkers means although they seem to be very philosophical, so writing commentaries, he was very known, his commentary also was known, but still their knowledge is taken away by illusion. So Krishna's illusion acts on the conditioned living entities. So like that, we will see some of the quotes. First 4.3. So this quote especially says that how there are two types of commentary. In the somewhere on the fifth page, there are a number of editions of this great book of knowledge. Some of them have commentaries by the devotees, and some of them have commentaries by the demons. Commentation by the devotees is real, whereas that of the demons is useless. Arjuna accepts Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and any commentary on the Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotional service to the cause of this great science. So, we can see So real commentaries which accept Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. So when people read that, they will take to devotional service. So otherwise, they will not take. The demonic, however, Sri Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. And any commentary on the Gita following the footsteps of Arjuna is real. Okay, we have read this. The demons, however, do not accept Lord Krishna as he is. Instead, they concoct something about Krishna and mislead general leaders from the path of Krishna's instructions. Here is a warning about such misleading paths. One should try to follow the disciplic succession from Arjuna and thus be benefited by this great science of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So another quote is in 10.5. So following two quotes will say that how Krishna can be understood only by his devotees. So first is 10.15. 10.15.
How Bhagavad Gita can be understood by devotees?
Krishna can be understood by devotees. First line of the purport. The Supreme Lord Krishna can be known by persons who are in a relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers. So only the devotees can know Krishna. Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one away from Supreme Lord is a serious sin, and one who does not know Krishna should not try to comment on Bhagavad Gita. So devotees only can understand. And another point is, if non-devotees try to speculate on Bhagavad Gita, on Krishna, then it will take them away from Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is a statement of Krishna, and since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood from Krishna as Arjuna understood it. It should not be received from atheistic persons. So this is one quote. And then 11.54. So in this verse, Krishna is telling, Bhaktya mam abhi janati. So only by devotional service, one can understand me. Starts with Krishna can be understood only by
first line.
Okay. Yeah. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly explains this in this verse so that unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita by the speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. So further, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that how non-devotees cannot understand how Krishna came in four-handed form, and how he again came back to his original form. So although Vedas one can understand, so but still, if you understand Vedas by your own way, then you will be bewildered. So Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. So one cannot understand otherwise. One has to listen. So in parampara. So next quote is 16.123. So where Srila Prabhupada tells the one of the reasons why so these commentators so they fail. And he warns also that how they should not write. So one. So while explaining the quality truthfulness, satyam, so you all got? One, two, three, four. At the last almost. Satyam. Srila Prabhupada especially tells one should not write by interpreting here. So the real meanings of Bhagavad Gita and Shastras are difficult to understand. This word means that one should not distort the truth for some personal interest. In Vedic literature, there are some difficult passages, but the meaning or purpose should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. That is the process for understanding the Vedas. So bona fide spiritual master who is coming in, so any one of the bhakti sampradayas. So then he can understand actually Vedas. So these scholars, these commentators, they just speculate Bhagavad Gita without undergoing the process mentioned in Bhagavad Gita itself. Shruti means that one should hear from the authority. One should not construe some interpretation for his personal interest. Like Gandhi, he wrote Bhagavad Gita. He was presenting Bhagavad Gita, non-violence from Bhagavad Gita for his personal interest, for freedom. So Charaka was his god. There are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita that misinterpret the original text. So many commentaries. So there, we would be knowing few misinterpretations. But they would interpret badly, very badly actually. There are so many. The real import of this word should be presented. There are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita that misinterpret the original text. The real import of the word should be presented, and that should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. So this is the methodology. Then 18.67. So first of all, it is warned that one should not understand Vedas by our own, but still people interpret. It is, however, sometimes found that even demonic persons who are envious of Krishna, worshipping Krishna in a different way, try to the profession of explaining Bhagavad Gita in a different way to make business. So they know that Bhagavad Gita is famous literature. So they want to write on Bhagavad Gita. But anyone who desires actually to understand Krishna must avoid such commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. So we should avoid those commentaries. So actually it is very risky. So because it really has an influence on us. So if we read such literatures, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially in regard to the Mayavadi interpretation, he told, so if one goes out to read that, then he will lose his bhakti. So, Mayavada bhashya shunle hoila sarvana. So, actually the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is not understandable to those who are sensuous. So, this we already discussed. This doesn't come here. Then 18.68. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. So they become offenders. So they should not do. This is warning for non-devotees not to present Bhagavad Gita unless until they know it as it is. Then 12.1. In the 12th chapter, in the very first verse, Arjuna asks Krishna, what is better, worship of the impersonal form or worship of the personal aspect? So there, of course, in the further verses, Krishna explains clearly, so that personal form worship is easy. Worshipping impersonal form is not possible actually. He tells difficult, but how you will put your devotion? So you can't put devotion, just like today is Ekadashi. We are fasting, there is Upavas. So we focus on Lord's form, so we do deity worship, so we chant the holy name, we discuss Krishna's pastimes. But Mayavadi is far about Krishna's names, pastimes. They don't accept his very form when he appears also. So we understand Krishna is transcendental, And the holy name is not different from him. That is second step of understanding. But they don't attribute form to Krishna only. So how they can understand? So they tell everything is Maya. And then the devotees, worship is all transferred to impersonal aspect. So but actually it is not devotion. So they become non-devotees. Because devotee, because living entity by nature is blissful. And that happiness, Hare Krishna, stay a little far, no? Sit a little far. And that happiness he will not get unless and until he serves Krishna. So Mayavadi is by saying that Krishna doesn't have form, by telling that bhakti is illusion. So they say bhakti is Maya. So relationship between Jiva and Krishna is Maya. So by this they take away conditioned souls away from Krishna. So this quote, nevertheless, starts with nevertheless. 12.1. Last second paragraph. Nevertheless, there are those who are not attached to the personal form of Krishna. So they are so firmly detached that even in the preparation of commentaries to Bhagavad Gita, they want to distract other people from Krishna and transfer all devotion to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So they prefer to meditate on the impersonal form of the Absolute Truth, which is beyond the reach of the senses and is not manifest. So it is not manifest beyond the range of the senses, then how you can worship? So we are able to worship the Lord, so by His by His deity incarnation, so we can serve Him in the temple, we can offer obeisances to Him. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. So Krishna is telling, think about me, become my devotees, offer obeisances to me. But by negating form to Krishna, so these commentators take us away from Krishna. So this verse seems it is speaking about Brahmavadis. So Srila Prabhupada doesn't say that they are offenders, or because there are two kinds. So one of them accept that Krishna has form, but they are attached to impersonal aspect. So some of the jnanis. But non-devotees, impersonalists, they are Mayavadis. So they are envious of Krishna. So we'll read about them now in 9.1. So in the beginning of 9th chapter, Krishna, we know 9th chapter is essence of Bhagavad Gita. So he tells, this secret I am telling you because you are non-envious. So why impersonalists, why scholars and all don't understand Bhagavad Gita? So they are envious. Tells, idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshami anusuyave. So I am telling you this because you are non-envious. So the Sanskrit word, it begins from there. Last paragraph. The Sanskrit word anusuyave in this verse is also very significant. Generally the commentators, even if they are highly scholarly, are all envious of Krishna. So highly scholarly, especially when Prabhupada tells many times, he will be referring to Radha Krishna only. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even the most erudite scholars write on Bhagavad Gita very inaccurately. Because they are envious of Krishna, their commentaries are useless. The commentaries given by devotees of the Lord are bona fide. No one can explain Bhagavad Gita or give perfect knowledge of Krishna if he is envious. One who criticizes the character of Krishna without knowing him is a fool. So such commentaries should be very carefully avoided. For one who understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the pure and transcendental personality, these chapters will be very beneficial. So the whole understanding of Bhagavad Gita is, it is centered around Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we don't accept that, or if we don't understand, then so we will not get benefit of Bhagavad Gita. Reading Bhagavad Gita. In 7.15, so Krishna tells about four devotees who don't surrender to me. So namam duskritino mura prapadyante naradhama maya akarita jnana asurim bhavam ashritaha. So in maya akarita jnanam, these people come, deluded thinkers. So deluded thinkers means they are put into illusion by the material energy of Krishna. So into thinking that Krishna doesn't have form. There are a great stars from there. Someone is finding? Yeah, in Maya Aparita Jnana it will be there. Yes. Second paragraph? Yeah, third point. So third class of Duskriti. The next class of Duskriti is called Maya Aparita Jnana, or those persons whose erudite knowledge has been nullified by the influence of illusory material energy. They are mostly very learned fellows, great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. But the illusory energy misguides them and therefore they disobey the Supreme Lord. There are a great number of Maya Aparita Jnana at the present moment, even among the scholars of the Bhagavad Gita. So before, whoever wrote Bhagavad Gita, they all accepted basically that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Shankaracharya also wrote, so he also accepted. But especially at the present time, many of them write commentaries without accepting Krishna. In the Gita, in plain and simple language, it is stated that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in 7.7 only Krishna told clearly, Matha Parataram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya. There is none equal to or greater than him. He is mentioned as the father of Brahma, the original father of all human beings. He is father of Brahma. In fact, Lord Sri Krishna is said to be not only the father of Brahma, but also the father of all species of life. So material nature, she is inert. So she cannot give birth to children. So Krishna, so he looks at her, casts his glance on her, and then she gets agitated. Then all living entities take birth. So he is father. He is the root of impersonal Brahman and Paramatma. So in 14.27, Krishna tells, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. So I am the basis of impersonal Brahman also. So the super soul in every entity is his plenary portion. He is the fountainhead of everything. So Krishna is present in every atom also as super soul. And everyone is advised to surrender unto his lotus feet. Despite all these clear statements, the Maya Aparita Jnana deride the personality of the Supreme Lord and consider him merely another human being. They do not know that the blessed form of human life is designed after the eternal and transcendental feature of the Supreme Lord. All the unauthorized interpretations of the Gita by the class of Maya Aparita Jnana outside the purview of the parampara system are so many stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual understanding. So if one reads these commentaries, unauthorized commentaries, then one will not get proper spiritual insight. So he'll get wrong understanding. The deluded interpreters do not surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, nor do they teach others to follow this principle. So when that Brahmachari met so Radha Krishna, and when he started his reading his book, so he also got little disturbed, and then he came to Prabhupada. So even devotees, if we read, that is so risky actually. So Mayavad Bhasha. So unless and until one is so very much fixed, so he can be carried away by their interpretation. So another quote is in preface. So here Srila Prabhupada literally uses the word how they kill Krishna while writing on Bhagavad Gita. Kill Krishna means they write but they don't attribute form to him. Generally it starts with generally. It is in third paragraph, somewhere at the 13th line, somewhere like that. Generally, the so-called scholars, politicians, philosophers, and swamis, without perfect knowledge of Krishna, try to banish or kill Krishna when writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So, kill Krishna means Krishna has personal form. So, by not attributing form to Krishna, they are saying that he is illusion actually. So, he is Maya. So, our body is Maya, but Lord Krishna's body, you know, there is no difference between him and his body. So, he is on transcendental platform. So, yes, such unauthorized commentary upon Bhagavad Gita is known as Mayavad Bhasha. And Lord Chaitanya has warned us about these unauthorized men. Lord Chaitanya clear says that anyone who tries to understand Bhagavad Gita from the Mayavadi point of view will commit a great blunder. The result of such a blunder will be that the misguided student of Bhagavad Gita will certainly be bewildered on the path of spiritual guidance and will not be able to go home back to Godhead. So he will be bewildered. And then 15.19. So here how it's Prabhupada tells that how 15th chapter is Purushottam Yoga. So they equate Krishna and the living entity. So impersonalism means there is no difference between the living entity and God. So we are also in Maya. But when we realize we are God, then we'll become one with God. So then suffering, what is about your suffering? Then they'll tell that is the Leela of the person. So 15.19. There are... Starts with there are. There are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entities and the supreme absolute truth. So philosophical speculations. Now in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Person is actually the knower of everything. So, Janati Purushottama. So he is saying, Krishna is saying, Sa Sarvavid Bhajati Mam. So whenever one understands that Krishna is Supreme, so what would be the result? He will worship with all his heart and soul. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the absolute truth. But the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Throughout the whole of Bhagavad Gita, this fact is being stressed at every step. So Krishna, every time he tells that how he is Supreme. So literally, whole Bhagavad Gita you will find, no? Krishna telling about his glories. And still there are so many stubborn commentators on Bhagavad Gita who consider the Supreme Absolute Truth and the living entities to be one and the same. So like this, they equate. So the So tuchya living entity with Purushottama, the Lord, Supreme Personality of God at Krishna. And 11.51. So these last two quotes which we'll be reading, especially, they tell that devotees don't get confused or bewildered even upon knowing that so many false commentaries are there, and it will not affect their devotional service. 11.51. A pure devotee is not confused by misguiding commentaries on Bhagavad Gita because he knows what is what. The original verses of Bhagavad Gita are as clear as the sun. They do not require lamplight from the foolish commentators. So, we know, so Krishna, upon showing the universal form, first he came to 400 form. Then again he came to his original 200 form. So this goes to show that, so Krishna is the source of impersonal form also. So this, sorry, this Vishwarupa. So impersonal aspect. So Vishwarupa, universal form, it is impersonal actually. And Krishna is the 200 original form of Krishna. He is the origin. So pure devotee is not confused by misguiding commentaries. And finally, 10.8. So this is very nice quote. So Krishna himself is telling, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvitaha. So he is telling, I am the source of everything. So means, he is the source of Paramatma, he is the source of all the expansions, different avataras, Rama, Narasimha, and he is the source of impersonal aspect also. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely, he writes, at the last, only a fool would consider Krishna to be an ordinary man. A Krishna conscious person should not be bewildered by fools. He should avoid all unauthorized commentaries and interpretations on Bhagavad Gita and proceed in Krishna consciousness with determination and firmness. So Krishna himself is telling that I am the source of everything.
He can never be deviated to make any amount of nonsense in the human race, like for that fool.
Which one?
He can get no deviated. First of all.
Yeah, this is also a nice quote. So, yes. He can never be deviated by any amount of nonsensical commentaries of the, or by fools. He is fixed in devotional service. So Prabhupada, you can see, so he must have met so many impersonalists. So even when we go, we meet impersonalists and they are completely convinced. So they are convinced means that is they are misunderstanding. So they don't want to accept anything else because they want to avoid devotional service. So especially when we try to speak about devotional service, so Krishna is supreme, they say that impersonal aspect is higher. So ultimately they say Om. So if we see, so everything comes from Om, they say. So many times. So Om is impersonal sound vibration of Krishna. So it is all pervaded in Indian thought. Impersonalism is so pervaded. So it is told that especially Westerners are filled with impersonalism, like Paschatya Deshatarni. So Prabhupada preached, and he removed this conception from the heart. So it is there in everyone's heart, conditioned soul's heart. So this understanding, so thinking that we are all one, So because living entity, he wants to enjoy independent of Krishna. But Prabhupada, because of his presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, there is lot of effect. Otherwise in India, so impersonalism taught by Shankaracharya, till now it has got effect. So impersonalism is one of the reasons for fall down of Vedic culture. So second topic is, next topic, sorry, why Bhagavad Gita as it is. So by going through so many unauthorized commentaries, we'll naturally understand so what is the need. So especially, no Bhagavad Gita commentary was available in English which very nicely explained Bhagavad Gita as it is. So although many devotees have written commentaries before, so Srila Prabhupada, so he himself addresses why Bhagavad Gita as it is in his preface. So we can directly read. Sorry, if not in the preface, in the introduction, just in the beginning. So, second sentence he begins with that. Introduction, beginning. Of course, there are many commentaries in English on the Bhagavad Gita, and one may question the necessity for another one. So, naturally, this question will come, no? So many editions are there, why we want another one? This present edition can be explained in the following way. Recently an American lady asked me to recommend an English translation of Bhagavad Gita. So you all know her name? This is Mrs. Charlock Lablin. So Prabhupada, originally this introduction, Prabhupada spoke this actually, and then it is transcribed. So there Prabhupada tells. Recently an American lady asked me to recommend an English translation of Bhagavad Gita. So especially English translation. Of course, in America, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita available in English. So there were more than 400 that time. So once Prabhupada told 600 something. Of course, in America. But as far as I have seen, not only in America, but also in India, none of them can be strictly said to be authoritative. Because in almost every one of them, the commentator has expressed his own opinion without touching the spirit of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So because he has not taught devotion to Krishna, he has, many people in their commentaries, so they have presented their own opinions, their own understandings. They have taken Bhagavad Gita as a room to present their own philosophy. So because of the fame of Bhagavad Gita. It is Mrs. Charlock Lablin. So like this. So if someone wants to give own opinions, then what is the value of Bhagavad Gita? It no longer remains Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada, especially, he gave the name Bhagavad Gita as it is. So because... So just like when Bhagavad Gita was given 5000 years ago to Arjuna, so that knowledge was lost again. So before that, when it came through sun god in parampara, the knowledge was lost, and so Krishna gave it to Arjuna. So the knowledge was lost means, what does it mean? So there were still many scholars at that time. So lost means the real purport or the real meaning of Bhagavad Gita was lost. So Krishna tells, Sakale neha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. So by the influence of time, this science of the relationship between the living entity and myself is lost. So lost means even now Bhagavad Gita we had. So the original verses. but the actual meaning was lost. So similarly, so now this had happened, and so Prabhupada wrote it in 4.2. You all can see Prabhupada tells you. Sixth line. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the disciplic succession. So again, so 5000 years ago it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciplic succession was broken, and therefore he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. So Krishna appeared just to establish Dharma, and he did that through Bhagavad Gita, giving Bhagavad Gita. In the same way, at the present moment also, there are so many editions of the Gita, especially in English, but almost all of them are not according to authorized disciplic succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, although they make a show of good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demonic, because demons do not believe in God but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of this edition of the Gita in English, as it is received by the Parampara disciplic succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. So we see Bhagavad Gita, although many commentators wrote, there was no devotee. So after reading those. But when Prabhupada presented, so many devotees had happened. So that is the effect. If Bhagavad Gita is presented as it is, then naturally many people will take to the worship of Krishna. Giving up all nonsense, giving up demigod worship, especially in India. So, of course, in India, many of them who just didn't understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. So many people saw Prabhupada, they might have heard also Prabhupada, but still they might not have become worshippers of Krishna. But especially those who heard him and took his instructions seriously, who read Bhagavad Gita, so they had transformation in their hearts. So Bhagavad Gita accepted as it is a great boon to humanity, but if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculations, it is simply a waste of time. So we have to accept it as it is. So again in preface, so Prabhupada he tells, if I have any credit in the matter of presenting this book, then it is only because I have tried to present it without misinterpreting. So that is what Prabhupada tells. His credit. So first he offers it to his spiritual master. So it is in third paragraph. If personally I have, so first in the before paragraph he gives this credit to his spiritual master. And now in third paragraph he tells why if any credit goes to him. If personally I have any credit in this matter, it is only that I have tried to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adaptation. Before my presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, almost all the English editions of Bhagavad Gita were introduced to fulfill someone's personal ambition. But our attempt in presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is to present the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So Krishna has mission when he descends. Our business is to present the will of Krishna, not that of any mundane speculator like the politician, philosopher or scientist, for they have very little knowledge of Krishna, despite their other knowledge. When Krishna says, Man mana bhavamat bhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru, etc., we, unlike the so-called scholars, do not say that Krishna and his inner spirit are different. So they say like that. Krishna is absolute, and there is no difference between Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, etc. This absolute position, so we say, offense, second offense. If we think that Krishna's name is equal to the names of demigods, then it is offense. This absolute position of Krishna is difficult to understand for any person who is not a devotee of Krishna in this system of parampara, disciplic succession. So generally we have read this, that how they, so those commentaries, they give Mayavad commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Then next paragraph. Our only purpose is to present this Bhagavad Gita as it is, in order to guide the conditioned soul to the same purpose for which Krishna descends to this planet once in a day of Brahma, or 8.6 × 10⁻⁹ years. This purpose is stated in Bhagavad Gita and we have to accept it as it is. Otherwise, there is no point in trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita and its speaker, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna first spoke Bhagavad Gita to the sun god some hundreds of millions of years ago. We have to accept this fact and thus understand the historical significance of Bhagavad Gita without misinterpretation on the authority of Krishna. To interpret Bhagavad Gita without any reference to the will of Krishna is the greatest offense. In order to save oneself from this offense, one has to understand the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he was directly understood by Arjuna, Lord Krishna's first disciple. Such understanding of Bhagavad Gita is really profitable and authorized for the welfare of human society in fulfilling the mission of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is essential in human society, for it offers the highest perfection of life. How this is so is fully explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, repeatedly he tells so that by following his instructions of Bhagavad Gita, so we will be promoted to the spiritual world, we'll be free from all the suffering, material life, samsara. So it is highest perfection. So becoming free from distress of birth, old age, disease and death. Unfortunately, mundane wranglers have taken advantage of Krishna to push forward their demonic propensities and mislead people regarding right understanding of the simple principles of life. So here, Prabhupada, here he will tell us what are the simple principles of life. Everyone should know how God or Krishna is great, and everyone should know the factual position of the living entities. So this is essence of Bhagavad Gita, Sambandha Jnana. Everyone should know that a living entity is eternally a servant, and that unless one serves Krishna, one has to serve illusion in different varieties of the three modes of material nature, and thus wander perpetually within the cycle of birth and death. Even the so-called liberated Mayavadi speculator has to undergo this process. So Shankaracharya, he told, nahi nahi rakshati tushkrim karati. So during death, this speculation can't help you. So you have to worship Krishna. This knowledge constitutes a great science, and each and every living being has to hear it for his own interest. People in general, especially in this age, are enamored by the external energy of Krishna, and they wrongly think that by advancement of material comforts, everyone will be happy. So once you don't present Bhagavad Gita as it is, then this will be the conclusion. So Mayavadis, so they negate spiritual happiness. They say that because there is no variety in spiritual life, so they make people, nirvishesha. So they make people bhogavadis. Because the moment there is no happiness in spiritual life, if you think like that, then you will go for material happiness. They have no knowledge that the material or external energy is very strong, for everyone is strongly bound by the stringent laws of material nature. A living entity is happily the part and parcel of the Lord, and thus his natural function is to render immediate service to the Lord. By the spell of illusion, one tries to be happy by serving his personal sense gratification in different forms which will never make him happy. We see so much technological advancement throughout the world. But people are not happy. So much suicide rates have increased. So especially in IT companies. And in different ways people are trying to be happy. But our sense gratification, it is illusory. Instead of satisfying his own personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of life. The Lord wants this and he demands it. So he says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. One has to understand this central point of Bhagavad Gita. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the whole world this central point. And because we are not polluting the theme of Bhagavad Gita as it is, here the word as it is comes. Anyone seriously interested in deriving benefit by studying the Bhagavad Gita must take help from the Krishna consciousness movement for practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita under the direct guidance of the Lord. We hope therefore that people will derive the greatest benefit by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, as we have presented it here. And if even one man becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we shall consider our attempt a success. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur also used to tell that by all the Gaudiya Mats, so he established 64 Gaudiya Mats, if there will be one pure devotee, so that will be the success. So, Srila Prabhupada also tells the same thing here. Because becoming pure devotee is not easy. So this is by Bhagavad Gita as it is. And finally, preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. So one has to preach. So why one has to preach? So Krishna himself tells. So what is the what is the benefit if one preaches this message? So he tells, one gets pure devotion to him and one will come to me without doubt. So generally going to the spiritual world is not so easy. So becoming free from the clutches of material nature, Maya, it is very tough. So Krishna tells Duratyaya. So my material nature is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to me, it is very easy. And especially preaching, acharyas I have given as a purificatory process. So Srila Prabhupada told, preaching is essence. So preaching again in Bhagavad Gita also. So at the 68th verse, 18th chapter, so Krishna tells, so what would be the result if one preaches this message to devotees? He tells, Ya idam paramam bhuyam mad bhaktesh abhidhasyati bhaktim mahi param kritva mame vaishatya samshaya. So two thefts, he will get bhakti and he will come to me. So these two things are guaranteed. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, anyone who sincerely tries to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, someone can read that? 18 points.
Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead.
So sincerely tries to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. So it is important. Presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is means presenting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And presenting his instructions, that is bhakti, the essence. So it is not difficult to understand that everyone is suffering in the cycle of birth, old age, disease and death. So a devotee, by comparison to himself, he can understand how each and every living entity is helplessly slaughtered in this cycle of birth and death. So punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So he can see by comparison to himself and he can preach. So this is compassion. But by preaching we also advance actually. By preaching. So Srila Prabhupada told, by preaching, one can easily influence, overcome the modes of material nature. So otherwise it's very tough. He said, without preaching one will not get taste. And then the movement will not continue. So just like churches. So preaching means, it is first we have to learn. And so, Priyagantu has taken this step to teach Bhagavad Gita. So first we have to study nicely. So Srila Prabhupada also told, read and preach, then there will be potency together. So if you don't know what is there in the Bhagavad Gita, if you don't read, if you don't study, then how will be able to present? So studying Bhagavad Gita is very important, and then preaching. So in fact, this is also for preaching only, Bhakti Shastri. So you all should be competent to speak. So to give Bhakti Shastri also in the future. And that will give a lot of taste also. So just we have to hear and present. Hear, understand and present it nicely. So, and again in the next verse, Krishna tells that no one is more dear to me than the person who preaches this message. So, nacha tasman manusheshu kaschit me priyakrittamaha bhavita nacha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. So this is, essence of devotional service is to become dear to Krishna. So Prabhupada is very dear to Krishna. Why? Because he has preached throughout the world. So namo Vishnu padaya Krishna prishtaya bhutale. So he is very dear to Krishna. So like that, if you want to become very dear to Krishna, we have to preach. And it is for our self-purification. By preaching, we get purified. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, Yare dek, Bharata bhumi te janma haila, manushya janma jat, janma sartaka kari karo paropakar. So this actually means preaching in the West, this verse. It just doesn't mean preaching only in India. So particularly it means preaching in the West. So first we have to perfect our lives. And then it is possible. So yeah, Amar Guru, Amar Agya Guru Hoye Tara Hei Desh Tara Deke Jara Deke Tara Kahe Krishna Upadesh. So Krishna Upadesh means especially two things. One is Bhagavad Gita and one is Bhagavatam mainly. So, and it is preliminary Bhagavad Gita. So, and Prabhupada also gave a lot of stress to preaching. So he told this movement is established basically for preaching. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So not for food for life and other things. So, and if we don't preach, then Christians will preach, Muslims will preach, Mayavadis will preach. So they will take away people away from Krishna. So one has to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. So in that purport which we read in 67, so Srila Prabhupada writes, one who sincerely presents Bhagavad Gita as it is. So means, he should not interpret and present. So that is real preaching. Sometimes, especially in the West, there is a lot of compromise. They don't want to use the word Krishna. They want to compromise. They don't want to teach bhakti also directly. So like that. So, but preaching Bhagavad Gita means presenting as it is. So Srila Prabhupada, he never changed his message. So once in the especially four regulative principles. So on one account, Prabhupada told that I have not come to take something. I'm not remembering properly, but he never changed his message, whatever happened. So he presented it as it is. So he presented boldly Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can see in Krishna book also and Bhagavad Gita as it is also. So in the introduction, in both the books, so he established Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In introduction, if you all see, so Srila Prabhupada started with the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. What is the spirit of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is mentioned on every page as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on the basis of Shastra and on the basis of Acharya, Srila Prabhupada established supremacy of Krishna. So in Krishna book also, so Srila Prabhupada told, so many Acharyas, he quoted one by one, different Acharyas. And like that, first he told the meaning of Bhagavan. And then he told that anyone who understands what do we mean by this term Bhagavan, six opulences, so he'll accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And then he told, there are many people who have different conceptions of God throughout the world, different classes. But according to Vedic scriptures and according to Acharyas, so those persons who are well versed in the knowledge of God, so all of them accept as Krishna as Supreme Personality of God. So like that he quoted one by one. So disciplic succession is a very strong proof so of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many of times they ask, what is the proof? But this itself is a very strong evidence, unbroken chain of disciplic succession. So like this we have to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. So finally, glorification of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is very great, and it is been glorified in different Puranas. Like Lord Shiva glorifies Bhagavad Gita in Padma Puran. So every chapter he writes glorification for each and every chapter. So like this, and Arjuna himself glorifies Bhagavad Gita in Bhagavatam in one verse, where he tells Bhagavad Gita is not limited by time, place and circumstance. So when Krishna left the world and he went to the spiritual world, that time there were many bad omens observed by Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Arjuna also felt despondent, he became dissatisfied. But then upon remembering Krishna's instructions, he became enlivened, and then he became very happy and he started glorifying. So like this, Arjuna glorifies in Bhagavatam, and then Krishna himself glorifies in Bhagavad Gita. So where is the verse? So he tells, anyone who studies this sacred conversion of ours worships me with his intelligence. 18.70. Y'all would be given the notes, entire notes. Adyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam samvadam avayo jnana yagnena tenaham ishtah svyam iti me matihi. And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversion of ours worships me by his intelligence. And then Sanjaya glorifies. So we know Sanjaya heard Bhagavad Gita entirely, so by the mercy of Vyasadeva, and he glorifies that upon hearing this great conversation between Vasudeva and the son of Pritha, Partha, so he felt it very wonderful and his hair started standing on the end. So two these symptoms actually, some symptoms like a trembling of the body and standing of hair are observed in material conditions out of great fear and even in times of spiritual ecstasy. So everyday morning we say that the spiritual master, he is absorbed in the name, form, qualities of pastimes at every moment. And especially by chanting the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, so Romanchakam Par Shutaranga Bhajo Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Romanch. So when it is placed with Mirdanga Kartal properly, not banging, it should be as taught by Mahaprabhu. Then the spiritual master, so he becomes in ecstasy, Roma Harsha. So this Arjuna also, he exhibited this trembling of the body. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, so when he saw the relatives in front of him, so out of material anxiety, so his body also started trembling. So Vepatuscha Sharire me Roma Harshasya Jayate. So in two conditions these things happen. If one is very in fearful condition, and if one is very happy, blissful. So sometimes you all must have experienced some trembling at least. So maybe during exams and all. So but Sanjaya's trembling here is because of ecstasy. So he is very happy. So Sanjaya tells, Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. Very wonderful he tells. Sanjaya Uvacha Ityaham Vasudevasya Vatasya Cha Mahatmanah Samvadam Imam Ashrausam Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. Sanjaya said, thus have I heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on it. So in the purport we'll read two reasons Prabhupada is giving why it is wonderful. So first reason is that because such a conversation had not taken place any time. So of course Krishna himself told it to Vivaswan, but on the planet Earth this was the first time. So this knowledge had come. So Krishna personally, he is telling to Arjuna. So first time on the planet Earth it happened. So and it will never happen in the future, Prabhupada writes in the purport. And second reason is, so because Krishna himself is telling about his energies and himself. So we'll read. The conversation was wonderful because such an important conversation between two great souls had never taken place before and would not take place again. So it will not happen now. We know that till Kali Yuga Krishna will not come, so it is obvious. So even in in this whole cycle it is only one time. In the 1000 cycles of Chaturyuga. Maybe so wonderful, no? We are just 5000 years after it is spoken. So that is also wonderful for us. That should give us excitement. Na bhuto na bhavishyati it is. It was wonderful because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking about himself and his energies to the living entity Arjuna. So Krishna himself is speaking. So although some of the commentators, so they don't understand this point. So Krishna, he uses the word mam, mama many times. So which points to himself. So Krishna. So like this, and in 76 verse again he tells, so if I am remembering me it, those instructions, so Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam adbhutam, so keshavarjunayor punyam rishami cha muhur muhur. So he is going and going, taking more and more pleasure. O king, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment. So, the understanding of Bhagavad Gita is so transcendental that anyone who becomes conversant with the topics of Arjuna and Krishna becomes righteous and he cannot forget such talks. So we should also be focused. So we should not forget. So especially shloka recitations will help us. So with its proper understanding, of course, to remember, we can remember the instructions. Okay. So he is using again in this verse Adbhutam. Wonderful. So this is glorification of Sanjaya. And then finally, Gita Mahatmya. So we are taking this because Prabhupada himself has reproduced 7 verses in the introduction. Even in first point, 1.1, Prabhupada tells that this is summarized in Gita Mahatmya. So, introduction. So, once we have, because most of them have know this, so it will be very easy for you all to understand. So, in conclusion, so Srila Prabhupada is concluding with the glories of Bhagavad Gita. Gita Shastram Idam Punyam. So, Punyam word means Bhagavad Gita is, so it is not an ordinary literature. So, by reading it, so we will become dharmic. So, Punya Yad, even Bhagavatam it's told, Punya Shravana Kirtana. So, this is Punya Grantha. So, it is just like Bhagavatam. Once one will read it, so then he will become dharmic, he will advance in spiritual life. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita, this literature. So it is transcendental, not mundane talk. So when we come in touch with Bhagavad Gita, so we also become purified. So because it is holy, so because Krishna himself is speaking. Gita Shastram Idam Punyam, and it is opposed to mundane literature. So in Bhagavatam 5th chapter, 1st canto, 5th chapter, 10th verse also, comparison of Shastras. So that literature which is filled with transcendental glories of the Lord, and that literature which is filled with sex and non-violence is told. So these two things actually cannot be compared. Just like in the morning Bhagavatam class we heard that how devotees association cannot be compared to the benefit of devotees association cannot be compared to material benefits. So similarly this cannot be compared. So Bhagavad Gita is like that. So we will also become holy upon it. Gita Shastram Idham Punyam Yav Patet Prayata Puman. So Yav Patet means after studying it, then Srila Prabhupada writes, if one properly follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, one can be freed from all miseries and anxieties of life. So one can be freed from birth, old age, disease and death, and threefold miseries. So bhaya shokadi varjita. In material world, so basically two things are there. So one thing is, so we are fearful of losing what we have, and then if we lose something we will lament. But Bhagavad Gita will take us beyond these two levels. Bhaya shokadi varjita. One will be freed from all fears in this life, and one's next life will be spiritual. So the last pada is Vishnu Padam Avapnoti. So third pada. So that Prabhupada, he is telling, freed from anxieties of life. So when one gets into the spiritual world, then there is no Vaikuntha means there is no anxieties. So one will be freed from anxieties. And then second verse, Gita Dhyayana Shilasya. So Shila means it is faithful. Gita Dhyayana means study. No? How to study Bhagavad Gita? In gist means it is with faith. So Shilasya with faith. Pranayama Parasyacha. So this is, some of them say Pranayama, but it is Pranayama. Naiva santi hi papani purva janma kritani cha. So one would be free from sins, not only of this sins life, but in the no, past misdeeds will not act upon him. No, Srila Prabhupada is translating. So Srila Prabhupada is reproducing again the verse. So how Krishna is saying loudly at the end of Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isham imashucha. So Krishna is promising, so I'll make you free from all sins. Then next verse, mala nirmochanam pumsam jalasnane dine dine sakrit gitamrita snanam samsara malanashanam. So sakrit means once, taking bath in Bhagavad Gita. So understanding, reading Bhagavad Gita. Samsara malanashanam. So this samsara, this is the real dirt actually. Body is dirt. So accepting body, so it is dirt for the spiritual soul. So one will be promoted to the spiritual world. So repeatedly it's told that how we'll get liberated. So one may cleanse himself daily by taking water in bath, bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for him the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Then next verse. So like especially this tells about in Kali Yuga especially Bhagavad Gita is essence. And it is just in 700 verses. So different shastras are there, but to read and understand it takes so much time. But Bhagavad Gita, it is enough. One shastra is enough. Why? Because Krishna personally is telling. Ya swayam padmanabhasya mukha padmad vinishrita. So Gita sugita kartavya. So one has to read Bhagavad Gita very nicely. So attentively. Kim anya shastra vistare. So what is the necessity of other literature? So we'll read it. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic literatures. So human life is short, first of all. And again, in present age, so it's very tough. But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice because it is the essence of all Vedic scriptures and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. So next verse, Bharatamrita Sarvasvam Vishnu Vakrad Vinishritam Gita Gangodakam Pitva Punarjanmana Vidyate. So again here, so one who drinks the nectar of Bhagavad Gita. So Gita Gangodakam Pitva. So he will not get Punarjanma. So what is this Bhagavad Gita is told here? It is Bharatamrita Sarvasvam. So Bharata means, what it is, Damodar? Bharata means?
India.
This Mahabharata here, useless only, you are not listening, huh? What you are doing? Here in this verse, Bharatamrita Sarvasvam. What it means? So Bharatamrita Sarvasvam. So it is the essence of Mahabharata. So in Mahabharata, two things are important. So one is Bhagavad Gita, important in the sense it is essence, and one is Vishnu Sahasranam. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes in his commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavata. So these two things are very So, especially in Madhva Sampradaya, Mahabharata is given very importance. So, you know, Madhvacharya wrote Mahabharata Tatpara Nirnaya. So, but even Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita is the essence. So, it is the essence of Mahabharata. Bharata Amrita Sarvasvam Vishnu Vakrad Vinishritam. It came from the lotus mouth of Vishnu or Krishna. So, we will read. One who drinks the water of the Ganges attains salvation. So, what to speak of one who drinks the nectar of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is the essential nectar of the Mahabharata and it is spoken by Lord Krishna himself, the original Vishnu. Bhagavad Gita comes from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Ganges is said to emanate from the lotus feet of the Lord. Of course, there is no difference between the mouth and the feet of the Supreme Lord. But from an impartial study, we can appreciate that Bhagavad Gita is even more important than the waters of the Ganges. So usually people, they go to Ganga to take bath. But without understanding in the bodily concept of life. But Bhagavad Gita, if they understand how they are entangled, so they can very easily come out from the entanglement. Then another verse which tells Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Vedic literature in another way. Sarvopanishado gavo. So Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all the Upanishads and that is compared to a cow. Dogda Gopala Nandanaha. So just like Krishna, in the spiritual world, he is originally a cowherd boy and he takes the cows for grazing on the field. And similarly, he takes care, he milks the cows also. So similarly, here Krishna is milking the cow, which is Bhagavad Gita. Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta. So Arjuna, so he is calf. So he is first drinking the milk. So first Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita. And then just like when cow gives milk, she gives for human beings also. Similarly, remaining milk is for Sudhir. Sudhir means those who are intelligent. So they are enjoyers of this milk, of this nectar. Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat. So this milk, just like milk nourishes, so a person who drinks, so Bhagavad Gita also nourishes the conditioned soul. So we'll read this Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all the Upanishad is just like a cow. And Lord Krishna, who is famous as a cowherd boy, is milking this cow. Arjuna is just like a calf and learned scholars and pure devotees are to drink the nectarian milk of Bhagavad Gita. So finally, this verse establishes. So originally it's told, we don't know, but it's told that Shankaracharya wrote this Mahatmya. So he is an impersonalist, but still there are no proper evidences. Some research has to be made. So they don't accept it, Mayavadi. So he is writing Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. So nowadays, so there is, many of them want to have one religion. So if you see, many people, they want to make group. So they want one God. This tendency is there. Even in Muslims, they also, so they want to make states. But here it is told, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. Devaki Putra, who appeared as son of Devaki. One Shastra, one scripture is enough for the human society. Eko Devo Putra ki Devaki Putra Eva. So one God. So he is Krishna. Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Yani. So one Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. Karmapyekam tasya devasya seva. So only one work which is service to Krishna. So many people may object, why Krishna? But they can ask and we can present Krishna. So in many religions they have concept of God, but their concept of God is so, what you call, preliminary or so less. So they don't know what is the form of Lord, how he looks like, how he creates. So although sometimes in Bible you may find some very little principles, but we can present. So on the name of secularism they don't want anything. So, but we can understand by Shastras. In this present day people are very much eager to have one scripture, one God, one religion and one occupation. Therefore, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. So let there be one scripture only, one common scripture for the whole world, Bhagavad Gita. So indeed, this is Sanatana Dharma. So there are so many religious sects which have begun. So few years ago, 2000 years, etc. But Krishna is worshipped eternally. Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Let there be one God for the whole world, Shri Krishna. Eko mantras tasya namani, and one hymn, one mantra, one prayer, the chanting of his name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Karmapyekam tasya devasya seva, and let there be one work only, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like this, we discuss glorification of Krishna, Sanjaya and Shankaracharya. So we conclude, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Gita is also nectar. So many times, like here, many times Shankaracharya is using word Gitamritam. So they want to go to Bhagavatam and take the higher pastimes of gopis and all. But Bhagavad Gita is also, it is transcendental and it is also Amritam, it is nectar.
There are so many commentaries by different people. So when we explain outside of each outside, to what extent we should criticize those commentaries if they start talking regarding that. Directly we should say they are nonsense. In which way we should tell? Because if we tell directly, then they directly get averted that these are fanatic people. They are just promoting their ISKCON, their ISKCON agents.
We can explain basically parampara system, that this knowledge is got in parampara. And just like who has the authority on write on Bhagavad Gita? So everyone knows it is Bhagavad Gita means devotional service is stressed. Those who are devotees, they cannot understand. It is simple. So Krishna himself tells, we can tell Krishna himself tells that it has to be understood in disciplic succession. And he is telling that you are able to understand this because you are devotee. So in the beginning basically we will tell them parampara only, later we will tell this, that how they derive the form of the Lord. Basically in the beginning we will tell that this knowledge has to be taken in parampara. And if we give them proper insights into some of the verses, then they can understand also. And the results, palena parichiyate, this Bhagavad Gita, because when Prabhupada wrote, many people took and they became devotees. But before that didn't happen, the actual result of studying Bhagavad Gita didn't happen. They didn't surrender to Krishna. And if they are philosophical, we can explain them also. This Bahuneme Pyatitani, we can explain them that Krishna's so he appears, avatara tattva we can explain. That mundane people don't understand this, that how Lord he always descends. So any other question?
Other than Bhagavad Gita, as it is said, now, is there any other edition that you suppose?
Prabhupada, especially in English, he told, no, strictly speaking. So, none of the commentaries are authorized.
But in other languages?
Yes. If you see Vaishnava Sampradayas, they would be. Other Vaishnava Sampradayas. But again, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, we can't compare to them also. I don't like to read, but recently Priyavantu gave one book, small book, which was, I was just going through little. So, of course, we don't read so much. But some sections I was reading, and many times he's written about, he's using the word God. He is not using Krishna word. But it is nice. He has written, he is not deviated. No? But he is giving many moral instructions and all. So it is not in, no, not, we can't say it is not in line, but still there is lot of difference in the way Srila Prabhupada always uses the word Krishna. So there is lot of difference. So Bhagavad Gita as it is really wonderful. So generally Gita Press would be famous, no? When we preach, they'll say we have Gita Press. But surely, I don't know how much authorized it is, but surely no comparison with Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Gita Press only has translation properties.
No, they don't have that
properties.
They don't have, sure?
Englishman.
They have, I think.
They have
purport. Yeah, that's what. Bhagavatam also they have.
They have two editions, one is
purport
and one is.
Okay.
Ramkrishna Mission.
Ramkrishna Mission doesn't have. Maybe now they must have written. But Vivekananda original he didn't write. Yeah, now they must have written.
Bhagavad Gita as it is. Prabhupada, he teaches this Bhagavad Gita as it is in some particular rasa. Is there any some kind of rasa there?
Particular rasa.
Like Bhagavatam, we read the acharyas, they tell about madhuryas, specifically, they keep on discussing.
So rasa tattva comes later. So Bhagavad Gita, basically it is Sambandha Tattva, Sambandha Grantha. So especially position, our Sambandha Jnana. So Rasa Shastras are different. So here basically if you see, you know, Srila Prabhupada just gives a hint of Swarupa Siddhi in the, you know, he gives the explanation of what is Swarupa Siddhi. You know, he explains these five things. So basically Bhagavad Gita is Sambandha, you know, Shastra. So they are different, rasa shastras are there, others also. So by reading Bhagavad Gita, basically Prabhupada establishes that so we are living entities, we are servants of Krishna, and he explains Abhideya and Prayojan also, but more is about Sambandha, Abhideya, about the process.
Bhagavatam,
so, Prabhupada, he always stressed philosophy. So, he gave Rasa Tattva also. So, there is no doubt in that. Like a nectar of instruction, he has explained about sadhana bhakti, so raganuga bhakti, ragatmika bhakti. So all these things he has described, but mainly he focused on philosophy. He quoted, he preached Bhagavad Gita as it is. So he based his preaching mainly on Bhagavad Gita. He never gave more importance to rasa in terms of preaching. But that doesn't mean he has not given those teachings. He has given everything. If we see now, Tulsi Maharani prayers also, it is so elevated actually. It is so high, you can go through it. So it is talking about very deep things. So you can ask Priyavantu also, but basically Prabhupada spoke about you are not this body. So sannyasi is one lecture, they were sitting. It is Maharaj, he narrated this many times. No? Sannyasis were sitting in the class and Prabhupada was giving lecture. And he was telling, Sharira Vidyaja Charindriya Tayaka. So senses are very strong. So they are not newcomers. So Prabhupada, he basically spoke, Tehi Nosmin Yata Dehi. For us at this stage, more important is, you know, Sambandha Jnana. That much is sure. And Abhideya process. And Bhakti, that will automatically come, no? So the results. So sometimes, especially previous Acharyas, they gave, there was one thing, I don't know details, but Prevarpa was telling. So Siddha Pranali system, you must be knowing. So wherein spiritual masters, they will tell what is your position in the spiritual world, and you can know like that some things. But Prevarpa also, he didn't tell much, but such things were also there. They will tell what was your position.
Who tells
what? That was there. Siddha Pranali is a bona fide system, it's Prevarpa told. Yeah, what is your position in the spiritual world? So what are you in Krishna's pastime? Mm-hmm. Like that. But that time society was sane and there were basic things were there. Varnashram was there. These things would be there. But now, you want rasa taste, but we get rasa in sadhana bhakti also.
No, like, I don't get if you convince some kind of Krishna, then about the Acharya, no, Ramana Acharya, Madhvacharya, then Jayatirthi, Rajendra Swami, in which mood they are teaching. The Purupa teaching is that this mood, they are in this mood, they are in that action. There is no question of mood.
Basic is of all the Acharya's service to Krishna, in all the Sampradayas, Dasya. But in Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are higher rasas also. But those are there in Madhva's teachings also. But they didn't stress it, they didn't develop it much. Like Prevan who gives the example, no? Gopi Jana Vallabha is dear to the gopis. So that has to be, that is there in that Sampradaya. So, can I ask this to Prevan? It is just like one's real happiness, suppose it is see, our real happiness is in spiritual life, and sadhana bhakti we get happiness. But once you negate Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, then there is no bhakti. Then if you don't do bhakti, then what you will do? You will indulge into sense gratification. Like that thing. It is artificial position, no, for the living entity. If there is no bhakti, even controlling senses is not possible unless and until we engage them in the service of Krishna. So, but directly they say there is no variegatedness in spiritual life. Then immediately it comes to sense gratification.
No, but they also get in personal liberation. Ramasityam, Jagatvityam.
They don't get liberation. So that is, Mayavadis don't get, they are offenders. So they say Brahmasatya, Jagatvitya.
They don't go into impersonal Brahman.
No, they don't. They don't go there also. So, someone told, this discussion was there in last time, remember, Bhakti Shastri discussion. They, as though they fly, you know, they go to the Brahma Jyoti, but they come down, no? Go in hellish planets or something like that. But surely they will not get. Brahma Vadis will get impersonal Brahma Jyoti. In one purport, I was reading, Prabhupada for impersonalists, for Mayavadis, he uses the word non-devotee impersonalist. Means, devotee impersonalist, of course we can't say, but still impersonalist only if you take, they might know that Krishna has form, but they are not attached to it. They are attached to impersonal aspect. Just like Chatush Loka, Chatush Kumar. So when they were given bhakti, they took, but Mayavadis, they are envious of Krishna. So they are not devotees. So they will, they are offenders of Krishna, they will not get anything. So they will be punished.
Then Shankaracharya is propagating which kind of...
So he is propagating Mayavada, but he is not Mayavada.
Not the
Mayavadi. He is devotee. So he is doing that role.
Shankaracharya is not a Brahmavadi.
He is devotee originally. His role was to act like a Mayavadi, to preach the message of God.
Who are the
sects
who are Brahmavadis then?
Who are the sects?
Who are Brahmavadis?
Brahmavadis, transcendentalists, different transcendentalists, yogis, when they do, you know, meditation, when they realize Paramatma, if they think Paramatma and I are same, then they have lost their way. They become Mayavadis. They feel that they equate the Lord with them. They are Mayavadis. And Jnanis, so who come to the conclusion that I and Krishna are same, Aham Brahmasmi, they interpret. So they are Mayavadis.
Brahmavadis also have Sampradaya.
Must have. I don't know.
This Brahmavadi is this impersonalist role, as I understand
role. Yes, impersonalist.
I am not correct.
They are impersonalists, but they are again not offenders.
Yeah, they believe that there is something supreme and we are there, but he doesn't have any form.
Yeah, that is Mayavadi, you know. So impersonalists, especially Brahmavadi is, so they worship Brahman, all pervading aspect of the Lord. But they don't say that Krishna doesn't have form. So they may not be aware. So but impersonalists, they particularly tell that Krishna doesn't have form and he has assumed a form. And supreme is Brahma Satya, means he is the supreme. And this world is illusion, and even if Krishna descends, so actually he doesn't exist, no, but he assumes form, material form. So they are impersonalists. So Brahmavadis means, so they are what in English you can say. So they are some term. They will worship impersonal Brahman, but if they are priests, they will become devotees. There are four kinds of impersonalists also. So first is Brahma, like I don't know, again I have to go. Devanpur usually quotes four kinds of impersonalists. So one among them is Brahmavadi. Shukadev Goswami also was impersonalist, you see. They are more attached to that aspect of the Lord. But they don't offend the Lord by saying that he doesn't have form. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Jeev Tattvas, they are Krishna Das, Nityere Krishna Das, eternally. And in many places, Prabhupada is writing that this Krishna Tattva is hidden, dormant in the heart.
This Krishna consciousness is hidden.
Krishna consciousness is dormant in the heart. So, but when they come under such commentaries, like different commentaries, so why they are influenced in that? That is not there in them.
I didn't get.
Krishna consciousness is hidden in their heart. Because of some material desire, that is hidden.
Okay, but you are telling still, if they, how they come in contact with such bad commentaries and get influenced.
They become so much convinced that...
Yeah, it is hidden, that is there, by the process of, devotional service it gets awakened. But again, that enjoying tendency also is very deep, very deep rooted. So this is there. So in fact, the jiva, he wants to enjoy. So mayavadi is there in a jiva's heart because originally he is envious of Krishna. So but when he gets strong association of devotees, then he will come out of this. Can go, huh? For services, I will get lit. So it is natural, you see. Prabhupada preached in the West and so many devotees took it naturally to the worship. So if we just think, even Indians who for whatever reason used to worship demigods and all were not steady in their practice. So but when Krishna preached, Srila Prabhupada preached, they took it. So this is one excellent example that how it is there in everyone's heart. Westerners took to devotional service. Yeah, but that is no, that will be temporary. So they will give it up. So they will not stay long. And that is not based on any shastra and all. So that is their understanding that Sai Baba, usually why they go, you know, to Sai Baba temple. So they go because they tell it is Jagrat Deva or their material benefits would be over. They'll get material benefits. And this is bogus idea, you see. So Krishna is worshipped since so many years. And so much. So any Muslim fakir they make as God. But that is not natural. So what are they doing? What love they are developing? What they are transforming their habits? We should check that, no? What is happening? When devotees become, they really become, no, vairagya vidya. They become detached from sense gratification. But those people, no? It is foolish. Anyone can understand, no? That Sai Baba is not God.
My question was like, when they got to know about Krishna, when Sri Prabhupada told about Krishna, listeners took that. Similarly, Sai Baba also they took.
Yeah, they may take so many demigods worship also they'll take because they have a conception that they'll get all material benefits. So they'll immediately take it. Another point of understanding is tendency to worship is there in everyone's heart. So no one is, if you present Krishna to those worshippers of Sai Baba, they'll accept that Sai Baba is bogus. Because the tendency is there. And many people go in Kali Yuga, many others also will follow. It is something like, if you make propaganda, then people will follow. So those few people of those who are worshipping Sai Baba, they make propaganda, they build big temples, and they show that he... But where he is worshipped, you see? He is some...
They worship every Thursday and Sunday they take Rath Yatra.
That is bogus idea.
Lord, actually it's very near to my place and one of my friends, he comes to our program also. He is a devotee for 15-16 years. So he is like...
They are just, you know, you can rubber stamp anyone as devotee, but what are they doing? So once Kamal Krishna Maharaj, he was giving lecture and there was one person who was arguing on behalf of Sai Baba. Then he was telling, oh, we are also devotees, there are so many devotees. But he challenged that whenever Krishna comes, he is mentioned in the scriptures. Where is he told in the scriptures? Where is he mentioned?
They say Germany Mahabharata.
In scriptures it's never told. In Bhagavatam everything is described, Kali Yuga, Avataras and all. So his name is not just his father's name, his see, so many incarnations will come. So this Putpati Sai Baba, he was there one more. Living example, living God. But now, if you see, you will be surprised. Now also they worship, no?
Yes.
Such people, such foolish people. He will have gone to some hell. and these people are still worshipping.
They'll keep Krishna.
So it's very offensive actually. Very offensive. See, Krishna is eternal. He is worshipped in Satyuga also by Prahlad Maharaj. So, but where was Sai Baba that time? Are there any historical incidents? They'll say so many things. All bogus people. They also must be having conception, huh? By worshipping Sai Baba, we'll also become one with. We should see that philosophy. What is that philosophy? You can find. Yeah, that's what.
We are God.
Yeah, that's what you see. What is the philosophy? Ishwara, you know, we are controlled, we are jivas. In philosophy, if you go philosophical, Prabhupada always while preaching, he used to ask, what is that philosophy? And then he used to smash. Then you can very easily do. What is their understanding about this material universe, spiritual world? So bhakti, it is not based on Shruti Shastra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.